circumstances are a little bit different this evening. We're not exactly in the same surroundings that we usually are, but I don't think it should materially make a difference in terms of learning together in terms of Talmud Torah. So I want us to deal this evening with Simon Shin Tzadik, which is the laws applying to hair cutting, which is, of course, probably one of the most noticeable aspects of Avelut. That's certainly after sitting Shiva. That's if we look at the Gemara, that's on Yud Dalad Amud Bet, where the sugars we've seen every time list the various Isurim of Avelut. So the Gemara says, Avel Asur B'Tisporet. How do we know that an Avel is not allowed to cut his or her hair? Amalehu Rachmani Livnei Aharon. Because when B'nai Aharon, that were mourning, or not mourning as it were, for Nadav and Avihu, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to the remaining sons, Roshechem Al Tifra'u. Don't let your hair grow, become unkempt. Miklal, so we can infer from that, to Kule Alma Asur. In actual fact, everybody else, it's prohibited for them not to be unkempt, and there is a requirement to be unkempt and not to cut their hair. That's so the first question that we need to deal with is really what is the duration and application of this Issa. So the Gemara on Daf Kaf Bet says, Al kol ha-meitin kulan, mistaper l'achar 30 yom. That's in all cases of Avilut, that's the Issur Tisporet applies for 30 days. That's you can't cut your hair for 30 days. And we know that Stam Avilut, that's is usually 30 days. Al aviv v'animo, if a person is mourning parents, then it's a longer period of time. Achi yigaru bo chaverav. That applies until a person is rebuked by his friends for looking a mess. Now, when one person looks a mess, it might not be the same as when another person looks a mess. It's a fairly subjective definition, and this is, I think, a little bit unusual in a halachic sense. Usually the halacha is, it's quite well defined. Here we're talking about, actually, go bo chaverav, that people look messy, then they're allowed to cut their hair or shave. So one of the things we have to try and understand is what that really means in terms of achi go bo chaverav, and we're going to see there are a number of different opinions here in the Rishonim. So to start with Tosfot makes a few observations. Starts off by saying, Nira deregel einu mevatel davar zeh. Seems that even though there are certain things for which the regel, a yom tov, cancels out the avilut, for example, as we'll see in due course, that Shloshim is usually terminated by the onset of a festival. That's nevertheless, that's Mizamin Abi Rishami Rabbi Shmuel Bar Avdimi, Demanatlatin Yomin Kodim Kame Moada. That's the regel doesn't cancel out the Issur of Tisporet for an Avel, because Rabbi Shmuel Bar Avdimi, he counted Shloshim, he'd finished Shloshim before the Yom Tov. Shal Rabbi Mana, and he asked Rabbi Mana, can Yom Tov now come, maybe on the 33rd day, can I now have a haircut? Amar lei. So Rabbi Mana answered him, Kol davar shetalu bezayin velamet haregel mafsik. That's anything where the duration of the Avelut is a fixed time, either 7 days or 30 days, then the onset of the regel cancels it out. Baram hacha, but in this case, ad sheishlach perav igaru bo chaveirav, v'yomru lo tse meimanu. It's not a fixed amount of time, rather it's when a particular thing happens. That's when the Avelut comes to an end. What's that particular thing that happens? Remember, we're talking here only about Avelut for Other aim. We're not talking about aveilut for siblings or for children or for a spouse. That's ad sheishlach pera, until your hair is long, the garu bo chaveirav, and a person's friends chide him or rebuke him, the omru lo, and they say to him, say me, man, get away from here, you look like a vagabond, you look like somebody that's been dragged in by goodness knows what. And that is when you're allowed to cut your hair. So it seems from this that we've got one definition. The Gemara said Ashi Yigaru Bo Chaveirav. That, and Tosfot is saying, what does that mean? That your hair is so long, Ashi Yishlach Pera, that your friends chide you for looking so messy. And the Rif seems to say the same thing. If you look at the Rif, he says, Yigdal pera, you go, grow your hair long, achi garu bo chaveirav, until the point when your chaveirim tell you it's now time to go and get a haircut. So that's one position in the Rishonim. But if we look in the Rambam, we see that the Rambam seems to say something a bit different. Let's go through the whole halakha, some of which we'll come back to later. But tisporet ketzer. So how does the issa of haircutting apply itself? K'shem she'asur l'saper kol sa'ar gufo, just as you're not allowed to cut any of the hair on your body, or l'galech sfamo, or to even trim your moustache, or l'akut tziporinav bikli, or to cut your fingernails with scissors, kol shiva, for the whole duration of the Shiva. Kach asur kol shloshim yom. It also applies to the whole duration of shloshim. Ba'medvarim amurim. In what cases do we say this? Ba'ish, it applies to a man. Aval b'isha, however, a woman, muter bintilat se'alach ha'shiva, v'ha'ish ha'shloshim yom. A woman can actually cut her hair after Shiva. We'll see towards the end of the Shiva that's actually a machloket rishonim. However, a person who's mourning for their parents, chayav legadel saro, has to grow their hair long, adshi ishlach pera, until it's long, or adshi garu bo chaveirav, or until the chaveirim say that you look a mess. So it's fairly clear from the Rambam that we're actually talking here about two different definitions, which would bring the Issa Tisporet to an end. One is that Sheishlach Pera, that's, and the other possibility is Adshi Yigaru Bo Chaveirav. Whichever one comes first, you can then cut your hair. And the Beit Yosef indeed says this is what our this seems to be the machloket. The Beit Yosef says v'nireh de gidul pera hayin shloshim yom. That's gidul pera. The Beit Yosef thinks is just 30 days. V'lo atel ma'ute ela im garu bo chaveirav toch shloshim yom da'asur. What's gidul pera telling us? Gidul pera is telling us that if it comes within shlosh, you have to have at least gidul pera. That, so, you know, if you within shloshim yom, even if the person's been told that he looks a mess, he can't cut his hair because he's had gidul pera. After the time of gidul pera, so then he has to wait till adshe yigaru bo chaveirav. That certainly fits in well with the Gemara, because the Gemara said that's adshe yigaru bo chaveirav, that the point at which you can cut your hair is once people start telling you that you look a mess. So that seems to be critical to it. So that's what the Beit Yosef says, that it seems to mean that the sugya should seem to mean that you've got to go at least 30 days, and then after that 30 days, once you're told you look a mess, then you can cut your hair. But he says the Rambam seems to be a bit different. He quotes the Rambam that's for Efsha Dmashmale to Shiluch Pera Hayu Gidul Seya Yamim Harbe Ma'od. He thinks that the Rambam means that Adshi Yishlach Pera means that you've grown your hair for a very long time. Ta'az Mutarafilu Garu Bo Chaveirav. Because then you can cut your hair even if nobody says anything to you. And likewise, if your friends tell you you look a mess before that point in time, shari. That's then you can also have your hair cut. Provided that the gara comes after 30 days. So, what we have here, according to the Rambam, is that, you know, two dinim. That's, it could be, you know, there's a concept of, the Gemara says, Anshi Garu Bo Chavei Rav. So, provided it's after Shloshim, person says to you, you look messy, you can cut your hair. But what about a person who's got no friends? That's, either he's got no friends or his friends are very polite. That's, hopefully that's the case rather than not having friends at all. His friends are very polite. They're not going to tell him that he looks a mess. He's the Rosh Yeshiva. Who's going to tell the Rosh Yeshiva that you look like a haystack? They're not going to say that to him. So, what do you do if you're a Rosh Yeshiva? So if you're a Rosh Yeshiva, that's, you have to, wait, ad shi shlach pera, till your hair's grown a very long time. Then it's definitely, you definitely look like a mess, and you can have your hair cut. That's, if you've got friends, or your friends aren't so polite, so then you can cut your hair even before that. So that's the,
what would the definition be of Gidul Pera then?
The Rambam and the Beit Yosef here, we're going to see other opinions in just a moment, but the Rambam and the Beit Yosef don't give a time. They, you know, the Rambam said, you know, Yamim Rabim. That's, you know, a long time. I don't know what that is, Yamim Rabim. That's the Beit Yosef. That's Hainu Gidul Sar Yamim Harbe. That's, you're right, it's undefined exactly what it is, and perhaps that bothered some other Rishonim. If you look at the next source, which is the Meiri, the Meiri says, I'm just reading the bolded bit here, that's Mina Chaverim Shelo Ligor Ad Sheyavru Shlosha Chodashim. So the minag of chaverim, assumed by chaverim, he means people, not members of a youth movement, but people who are Talmidei Chachamim. They don't apply shiogara until 3 months are up. However, v'im higiyas man ha-ra'u l'gara, v'hu ro'eh chaveirav mityashim humenu, af hu rashai l'saper. But that can still be, you know, it can still be less than 30 days. In terms of, you can have a situation where it's z'man ha-ra'u l'gara, and you know you look a mess, but nobody wants to say anything to you. Afu Rashai Lesaper, you can also have a haircut. That's even though people didn't necessarily think to you. And then he goes on to say, some people don't even cut their hair for 12 months. And they sort of trim it a little bit so it's not going all over the place, but they don't have a proper haircut for 12 months. So what we're seeing here, we're going to see it even more clearly in the Darche Moshe. What we're trying to do is we're trying to give, or the Rishonim, we're trying to give an objective definition that's to what is intrinsically something subjective. If you look in the Darche Moshe, that's, you know, we'll see there are, you know, four positions in the poskim. So we've got Piskei Maharai, the Trumat HaDeshen, Katav, of Sefer Aguda, Nimtza Deshir Gara, Nagu Shlosha Chodashim, V'chein Orem Maharil. So some say Shir Gara is three months. Then he quotes the Kolbo, Deshir Gara Shloshim Yom, Achar Shloshim Yom HaRishonim. Right? So in actual fact, what you have is that's the first 30 days and then a further 30 days. And that's actually Garu Bo Chaverav. What's notable is that the Darche Moshe here is really, he's not so worried in the actually Yishlach Pera. As he's taking, you know, what's the Shilgara? Shilgara is something which is essentially subjective, and it's now becoming something which is objective. That's, so we've kind of taken out of the equation largely the Ad Shi Yishlach Pera. We're just saying, you know, what is Shiogara, do you have to wait for somebody to tell you you look a mess, or is it an objective period of time? So the Truma Tzadeshin is suggesting it's an objective period of time, Shlosha Chodashim. The Kolbo is saying it's 30 days after the first 30 days. V'divrei Beit Yosef mashma d'lachash shloshim yom havi shiogara v'chein obo zarua b'yom echad or b'yom sheni lachash shloshim havi shiogara. You can have this shiogara that's just a day or two after the shloshim. And then we have the maharil shenagim b'ksatm kavod shelol saper kol shnei masar chodesh. So the only question I would ask about all these positions is that, are they saying that, are they changing the definition of shiogara and saying that instead of it being subjective, ad sheigaru bo chaverav, it becomes an objective definition, whether it's 3 months or 60 days or 33 days or 12 days, or perhaps they're saying in all these cases, no, we've got shiogara, but if nobody tells you, you look a mess, so then we've got these definitions, which, you know, even after 3 months, if nobody told you you look a mess, take it from me, you look a mess. That's, or are we, sorry, this is why we have Shiram at home now. Are we saying that in actual fact, it's, you know, the whole, even if a person tells you, oh goodness, you look a mess, we're more machmir, and we say, that shiogara doesn't end till that point in time. That's you know. So are we basically, is this coming the hakel or the hachmir? That's is it telling us that the hakel, that even if nobody's yet giving you gara, you can still have your hair cut after 60 days or 3 months or whatever it is? Or is it saying, no, even if they have given you gara, our minhag is to wait till that later point in time? I think that's essentially what they are saying, is that they're actually being machmir rather than mekel. Let's look now at the Shulchan Aruch. Right, so if we open Shulchan Aruch to Simon Shin Tzadik, that's in the Sadek, and we'll start actually with Seif Dalet. That's so everybody should have access tonight to the Makorot, so it's either in real time or on your computers. So Seif Dalet, I'll call our meeting Megalech Lachash Shloshim Yom. One always cuts one's hair after Shloshim Yom. Vivi Alimo Ad Sheigar Bor Chavei Rav. For parents, you wait at Shiogara. What does the Rama say? Vein HaRegel Mahani Impaga Kodem Sheigaru Bor Chavei Rav. So the Regel doesn't make any difference. That was the Tosfot that we saw. Vein Baruch Chaim Simtavka Fnemchet. Shiogara Yesh Bor Plugta. So there's a Makloket what this Shiogara is. So the minhag is to wait 3 months. You don't cut your hair for the first 3 months. Where we are, the minhag is that we don't cut our hair for 12 months. We'll discuss that in a moment, how that can be. Somebody's got something ringing there. Unless you really need to, you really look like you know, you've got a doormat growing out of your head, or just, you know, you're going, got to go into work and you look like dishevelled. But if you're just sitting in self-imposed quarantine for 3 months, then the fact that you look a bit of a mess, that's doesn't really matter. That's, you know, grow it for 12 months. Now, the big question is, what does it mean that you don't cut your hair for 12 months? So on the face of it, it mamish means that you don't cut your hair, that for 12 months. But if you look, let's start in the Pictet Tshuva, just at the end of Sifkatan Dalad. Sifkatan Dalad in the Pictet Tshuva, he says, V'ayim b'tshuvat adnei pad, simen chet, shekatav de kavanat rama, what did the rama mean? De la'acha she'avru gimel chodashim, after 3 months, shehu shiogara, which is shiogara, mutala saperatz mo kolzman sheyirtze, then you can have a haircut whenever you like, the fi minhag arishon, according to his first minhag. So, what he's saying there is that the first minhag in the Rama is that you wait 3 months. Now, the question is, with that 3 months, do we mean that every time you want to have your haircut during the Yubek Chodesh, you have to wait 3 months? Or it just means that there's some dinim of Avilut which last for a week, and some last for 30 days, and some last for 12 months, and there's some which last Adshiyigo Bo Chavirav. And this is one that lasts Adshiyigo Bo Chavirav. So once the 3 months are up, then you can have a haircut every day if you like. Go and put your hair in curlers and have highlights and lowlights and tints and hair transplants for those who need and whatever you like for the, every day. Now, if you look in the Kiddushei Rabbi Akiva Eger, though, he learns it all a bit differently. He says, Kain Heshiv Ha'ozarua. Darkei Moshe hevi ozarov zel shalom. Shalta im tuchal saper acharav icha toch yubek chodesh. So a person who's an avil for a parent, can they have a haircut during yubek chodesh? Ki mitok shalta osik bimzonotecha umatsu bein hasarim. The person has got to go out and earn a living. Don't want to look a mess. It never says that you need to grow your hair for 12 months. The Gemara says it's until Shiogara. And the Yubek Chodesh is Eino Elachumra Ba'alma, Lichvod Avivimo. It's certainly not Minhadim. So, you know, in case, you know, for business purposes, certainly once you've reached Shiogara, you can cut your hair. That's because the Yud Beit Chodesh is only a chumrah. V'lachin mutar atal sapek adarkicha ad kan shomah. Mashmud medina achar shetim shiogara mutar legalach achar kach b'chol pam kedarko. Again, what we saw that's in the Pitchei Tshuva, that once you've reached shiogara, then you can go and cut your hair as often as you need to. V'ein tarklam tim b'chol pam shiogara. You don't need to wait each time you have a haircut till your friends tell you look a mess. Ela daha minag lahachmir kol yubek chodesh. However, the minag is to be machmir the whole 12 months. The kevon dolek ben asarim ein tzarich tfos kum lasu. Seeing as you work in a non-Jewish company, so you don't need to be so strict. The kamadina dachar garam galak kadako. The zeu kavanat harama kan. Bitchila katzavim komot elino again. So this is exactly what the Rama is talking about, because the Rama says the minhag is 3 months, and he goes on to say that the minhag is 12 months. So what's going on here? He's saying the minhag is you wait for shiogara, Right. After the 3 months, minhadin, you can have your hair cut. And minhadin, you can have your hair cut as regularly as you need to. However, the minhag is that during Yud Beit Chodesh, you wait the 3 months every single time that you need a haircut. So this is, you know, minhadin, once the 3 months have gone, you can have a haircut. However, the minhag is that, no, you had your first haircut. If you're a person who has a haircut every 6 weeks, but I did, after you had your first haircut, which was you waited 3 months for, then you can have a haircut every 6 weeks. However, the minhag is that, no, even that, since it's during the Yud Beit Chodesh, So then you can have a haircut every. You should wait 3 months every time before having a haircut. That's what he's saying is the chumrah, and therefore, if you, for business purposes, you need to have a haircut more regularly. You don't want every 3 months to be looking shaggy. So then you can do it, and you don't need to worry about that chumrah at all. Now let's look at the Igrot Moshe. So the Igrot Moshe is now turning the... We started off by turning something subjective, Achei Garbo Chaveirav, into be something objective, and now he's turning it into a subjective objectivity. What do I mean by that? So Rav Moshe, we don't actually need to go through the whole tshuva inside, but he says that the ikar is that you want to be cutting your hair less frequently than you usually do. And at least the first haircut. The second haircut, is this question in the Rama, exactly what he means. That's for the first haircut, you don't want to have your first haircut when you would normally have it. And therefore you delay that time of the first haircut. And he says that the Rama's 3 months is just a sort of a bit arbitrary. He thinks that in those days, everybody probably had their hair cut every 6 weeks. So you double that period of time. So however often you have your haircut, you have to go twice as long as that before you have your first haircut during the course of Avilut. So a person who has their haircut every month, so then they can have their first haircut after 2 months. As a person who doesn't only has their haircut every 3 months, they probably shouldn't have their first haircut until after 6 months. Though I think there one could argue that perhaps a person... Sorry? I think one could perhaps argue that a person who... Sorry, can you say that a bit more slowly? I'm having trouble catching you there. Bernard?
What happens if a person has their hair cut every 2 weeks?
Okay, so if they have their hair cut every 2 weeks, so they certainly couldn't have their hair cut during Shloshim, but then I presume straight after Shloshim, they could, because they've, immediately reached Shir Gara. So it would seem that, according to what he's saying, they probably could. Person has their haircut only every 3 months, I'm not sure they'd have to wait 6 months, because, 6 months, they start walking into the furniture and things like that, their hair would be so long. Now, maybe they just need to wait a month or more than that. But certainly what's interesting is that Rav Moshe is reintroducing the subjective dimension to things again. So, I think that's of, particular interest. And it's, that you should look, wait twice as long as you usually do. He then goes on to say that he thinks the straightforward reading in the Rama, correct reading, is as Rabbi Akiva Eger says, and that this has to apply every time during the Yud Beit Chodesh. So if you have your haircut usually, once a month, that's every time you want your haircut during the Yud Beit Chodesh, you have to wait 2 months rather than just 1 month. A further point of interest discussed by the Achronim is when you're going to count this period of time from, this 3 months from. So some Achronim say it's from the beginning of the Avilut. Others say that it's actually from the time of your last haircut. Makes sense to me, even though many Achronim say differently, but it does make sense to me to say that it should be counted from the beginning of from when you had your last haircut. That's because, let's say a person has his haircut every 6 weeks, and he had his haircut five weeks before he lost his father. So now you're saying he's got to go, he's got to go another, 3 months, right? Or another... another 3 months till he next has his hair cut. That's going to be 4.5 months till he has, he's reached Shir Gara well before that. So that's, a point of consideration there in the Achronim. Okay. Okay, let's look at an important tshuva of Rav Moshe Sternbach in Tshuvot V'Hanagot. And this is a question that I'm asked not infrequently. That you do sometimes have cases that where you know a person you know really feels that for parnasa reasons they need to have their hair cut, you know, even within the perhaps even within shloshim. So let's look at what Rav Moshe Sternbach says, and then we can talk about it a little bit. So he quotes from the Sefer Kolbo L'Hilchot Avilut. This is one of the 20th century Achronim that wrote a Sefer on Hilchot Avilut called the Kolbo L'Hilchot Avilut, very regarded in many regards as an authoritative work on Hilchot Avilut. It's Mare Panim Lehetek Sheyelom Izeh Hefsed Mammon. So if you're going to lose out financially, that's, then you can be makel even during Shloshim. That's if it's fair Yisrael Bakdamatola Sedemoy Bekupat Arochlin. So in the Tiferet Yisrael is the Yachin and Boaz commentary on the Mishnayot. So at the beginning of Sefer Moed, he's got a Hakdama. Hetir bismano b'shavu gimol or dalad, k'sheyovad parnasato, k'shu lishchok b'einehem. So he says that even during the third or fourth week of the Shloshim, that if you're in danger of losing your parnasa because you look such a mess, so then you can have a haircut. He says, he asked Rabbi Akiva Eger, who didn't say yes, didn't say no. I guess he sort of could see what the Tiferet Yisrael was saying, but wasn't totally convinced by it. Umatib tzorech gadol. It's very well says, but tzarech agadol, you can be makel. Vayin chatam sofe, shematirat b'tzirfa od kulot. Chatam sofe says, no, you can't just rely on that, but you need to factor in other considerations as well. What he's saying is that in the case of hefsed gadol, hefsed mammon, so then you can be makel even during that period of time, that so that you don't lose parnassus. So, you know, I've been asked this question, you know, somebody worked in a law firm, you know, told me that, you know, he was in any event on a probationary period with his law firm, and he knew they weren't entirely happy with his performance, and he was worried about his maintaining his job, and he'd taken off quite a lot of time while his father was unwell, and now they really expected him to knuckle down and do his very best for the company, and he was really concerned that if he showed up sort of not shaving, you know, for a month, that you know, that could have a detrimental effect on his employment with the company. They might well say, listen, you know, you're just not treating us properly. I consulted elsewhere and came to the conclusion that, you know, there was room to be made. I suggested to him that he really all he wanted to do was to trim his beard, that's to tidy it up. That's, you know, then he felt that he thought it would look all right. And so he seemed to see that, you know, there's some room for leniency there. But then Rav Moshe Sternbach is not so sure. Well, I'm not so sure about his not so sureness, meaning, let's see what he goes on to say. He says, nowadays, you know, people in Avelut, lots of people don't cut their hair. That's the Yachol Tarit Satsmosh. I mean, Avelut, you can say to your boss, listen, you know, I look a mess because I'm in Avelut. There's no reason to be makel at all during Shloshim. Have nowadays people shave every day. Imkein Hagara Humiyad. Klashon Hanata Behuda. That's. Nowadays, actually, shiongara for a beard is actually, you know, every day. Once you're out of shloshim, then if you shave on a daily basis, then as soon as you're out of shloshim, you should be able to shave. That's not every user says be ma'am, but sorry, shame with galkim as I can yom kishada. That's you don't shave one day, it looks like, you know, a total mess for a year. So Vehefsed Maruba Mamash Kipshuto, Yeshu Zol Bal Horah. So if it's real Hefsed Maruba, then maybe, you know, you could be Makel during the Shloshim, if really necessary. That's an interesting shaila I had some years ago. A person who sat as a judge was in Avilut for... it was his mother, his brother, that, and he asked me about not shaving, that, and I said, you know, I felt he shouldn't shave, and even though he was on the bench, and he was Makabel, that, and he didn't shave, and it was, it worked all right for him. Doesn't mean to say it always will work all right, but, you know, I think a judge is a person who's got to look, you know, particularly smart and tidy. I also think, you know, a couple of other considerations. Number one is, there's not a practical sense. I think if a person, you know, who's in Avilut, that's not shaving for Shloshim, you know, if they put on a smart shirt, smart suit, etc., the rest of you look smart. It's, you know, different to coming in with, you know, messy jeans and a T-shirt. And, you know, the messiness isn't quite as obvious. The other thing is nowadays, of course, you know, styles shift, but nowadays, you know, designer stubble is quite acceptable. That's not all, you know, workplaces like it, but, you know, many are, you know, happy with many people, you know, don't shave every day anyhow. So you've got to assess each case on its own merits. It certainly is a very strong default position. You know, a person shouldn't shave during Shloshim. Sometimes, because of exceptional circumstances, then there could be room for leniency. Okay, let's progress a little bit. So the next question to discuss is the question of, how does this all apply to a woman? Is the din of Issur Tisporet the same for women as it is for men? So let's look at the Tor. The Tor tells us, Tanya ba'avel rabati, Isham mutot b'ntilat se'ar chashiva. Woman can cut her hair after shiva. Kakatav rav alfas. This is what the Rif says as well. Isham mutot b'ntilat se'ar. A woman is allowed to cut her hair after shiva. Pikshah Ramban, however, the Ramban asks, Imkein tei muteret begihutz. That's, if that's the case, that we're terminating Issur Tisporet for her after Shiva, then she should also be able to iron her clothes after Shiva. V'chein kol mitzvot shloshim. Likewise, all the mitzvot of shloshim, lo yehino agotba. We may say that none of them apply to a woman. And that's not clear in the, at all in the Gemara. So how are we going to deal with the fact that Havel Rabati, very early source, says that a woman can have Netilat Se'ar? So the Ramban makes a distinction between Hainu B'mar Veret Srak Alpaneh V'tof Altob Asid Shumishum Tachshit Shalot Itznavel Abala. Certain types of hair removal which serve the function of making sure that the woman doesn't look unattractive. But going and having her hair done and a proper haircut, she can't have during Shloshim Yom. And that's what the Rosh says. So he's making a distinction. You know, a woman who waxes her legs every week, or has got a little bit of facial hair growth and, you know, trims it regularly. So that is permissible during Shloshim. But anything which is but regular haircutting isn't permissible during Shloshim, because that's not done on a regular basis, you know, a weekly basis in any event. So it's a machloket rishonim. The Ramban has the strict opinion. However, look in the Beit Yosef. Gamatosot katu v'perek ha-cholets k'divrei Rashi. Chatav ha-rosh v'perek einu megalchin shekei nikar. So the Tosfot and Rashi and the Rosh, that's in the Ramban, are all Machmeh. V'harambam Ferek Vav, have we saw the Ramban before? Pasak Divrei HaRif holds like the Rif that no, it applies even Isur Tisporet, it only applies for Shloshim. Ule'inyan halacha kevon sharif Ramban maskim l'dat achat hachinak tinan. That's the Beit Yosef is of the opinion that seeing as the Rif and the Rambam are both makel, so we can be makel like that. The Beit Yosef's general principle is where you've got a machloket, that's Rif, Rambam, Rosh, they are three Gedolei Hora'ah, Mudei Hora'ah. So we go by the majority opinion there, especially where you've got the Rambam and the Rif, who are both Sfardim, that's then the Beit Yosef against the Rosh. The Beit Yosef is going to rule that way. So the Isur Tisporet doesn't apply to women after after Zion. That's after
so
after.
What's the opinion on the Rashi and the Rosh again?
Sorry. So repeat.
The Rashi and the Rosh opinion that she is not allowed.
Correct. That she can't. The same thing applies to women as applies to men.
Uh-huh.
That's. So that's the point of contention. The Beit Yosef Paskins like the Rambam and the Rif. Look in the Darche Moshe, even though in general we've got a principle that with Avilut we follow the more lenient opinion. Mikol Makom, nevertheless, Kevin de Rabim Cholkim, Dahainu Rashi, Vartosva, Rambam, Varosh. Seeing as we've got all this list of Rishonim, Paskin Lahachme, Hilkatakurabim. Especially, he says, the Ramban and the Rosh, they followed the Rif, and, you know, they asked Akasha, that's on the Rif as well. You know, so they were well aware of his Shitan, they rejected it, so we should follow them. And as an aside, you know, we've touched once or twice before on this notion of halacha k'divrei ha-mekel ba'evel, that's that in general, where you've got a machloket, that's in Hilchos Avilut, we follow the more lenient opinion. That's clearly not exclusively the case. That's it, because here we've got, you know, halacha karabim also as a consideration. So let's look now in the Shulchan Aruch.
So is there opinion that it follows the same for women as a man then? Is that what the Rambam's paskin like?
Yeah. I mean, we'll see now in the Shulchan Aruch, but yeah. Yeah, that is essential. Except with what he calls netilat se'ar. That's, you know, so shaving her legs or the like. That applies only for Shiva. Yeah. Okay, so let's look at the Shulchan Aruch, if hey. So if hey, the Mechaber says, Yisham Uterat Bin Tilat Se'ar Achar Zayin. And then the Ramah says, V'yesh Osrim Afli Isha V'cheinikar. So that's the Machloket. That's exactly the machloket that we've got that we saw, and you know, reflected in the Mechaber and the Rama. So if Vav, that's lisrok rosho b'masrek mutar afilu toch shiva. So a person can shave their hair. Sorry, not shave their hair. Can comb their hair. With a comb during Shiva. That's why do we need to mention it? That's need to mention it because in Hilchot Shabbat you can't comb your hair on Shabbat because you're pulling out hair. It's a psik ratio that you're of tolesh, that you'll pull out some hair. That's but we don't worry about that with Abed, because that's not really what you know what combing your hair is all about, and that doesn't qualify here as hair cutting. So just bear with me momentarily. Yeah, okay. Let's just. What else do we have here? Okay, let's look at the Torah. So the Torah says, Avel asul galach echad sa'ar rosho ve'echad sa'ar. So okay, now we're talking about the moustaches. So we're going to see three shitot. So the Torah says Avel asul galach echad sa'ar rosho ve'echad sa'ar zekano ve'echad kol sa'ar shebo. You can't shave at all. Afilu beit hastarim. That's even your underarms. Lachen katav ha'ravid. Even though on Chol HaMoed you're allowed to trim your moustache, but Avel called Shloshim Yom Asur. As an Avel, you're not allowed to do that, all Shloshim Yom. And it makes sense there can be such a chiluk, because one situation is looking at an Issa Malacha, what counts as Malacha, and the other is looking at that's a Dinin Aveilut. And even though we generally, with Issa Malacha, you know, it's not all Malacha which is prohibited, it's and if it's Tzorchei HaGuf, it's going to be permitted. That Tzorchei HaGuf isn't necessarily a heter to do, you know, of haircutting in terms of Afilut. By Ritz Geot Katav, Shasur Toch Zayin Mutalach Zayin. The Ritz Geot makes the chiluk between during Shiva and after Shiva. The Kakatav Agat Bahalachot Gdalot. Varamban katav shafil tok shiva mutali tol kalsara shal hasafa umehat stadin kol shema akev ha'achila. As in the Ramban says, that actual fact, even during shiva, you can trim your moustache. So the one of the questions is, you know, what's this? We've got these three opinions. One being very, very strict, that, you know, even during Shloshim, you can't trim your moustache. And the other saying, no, even during Shiva, you can trim your moustache. So it might have something to do with the question as to whether or not trimming your moustache is a form of Tanug or a form of Tsar. That's meaning that Tanug is prohibited, but there's no requirement for Tsar. So if you hold that trimming your moustache is just Tanug, you know, it's there. You know, I want to look neat and tidy and spruced up, so they would be prohibited. However, if you say that no, where your moustache is getting to your food all the time and getting caught in your teeth, so that's tsar, there's no requirement of tsar. Okay, so let's look back in the Shulchan Aruch again. Sif Aleph. I want to do Sif Aleph now and Sif Zayin, and then we can... Then we can bring it to a close. So Se'if Aleph says as follows. Avel asur legalech tzaroach, echad tzar rosho, echad tzar zekano, v'echad kol se'ar shebo, v'afil shebo beit hastarim, kol shloshim yom. V'sa'ar shel hasafa, me'at stadim, kol shema'ake v'ta'achila, so we're paskining like the Ritz Gelt, the middle there, toch zayin asur, v'achar shiva is mutar. Okay, so that's what we've seen already. Then let's look at Sif's line.
This is shaving your beard, basically.
No. Beard, I think, will be prohibited.
What is it talking about?
Your hair. The hair on your head.
Oh, I see. I see, the galea.
Yes, but that's the last one that Chazal used. I think very often people would... You know, they didn't go into the barber and say, I'd like a short back and sides, or a David Beckham haircut. You know, they would, you go to the barber and shave it all off, and, I don't think, unless you were very pampered, you didn't necessarily go in for, hairstylists in those days.
Well, that's not my problem. I don't have these problems, but. I find
this difficult.
Oh, okay.
The Gemara in Masechet Shabbat, Daf Yomi, the other day, talked about, I think it was Tisporet ben El Asa, you know, a very fancy type of haircut, Tiglachat ben El Asa. That's the way you have your hair in waves or curls or whatever. That wasn't the normal. I think the terms that tisporet and tiglachat are used very much interchangeably. That's in the halachic literature. Perhaps classically, tiglachat was with a razor, and tisporet was with misparayim.
With scissors.
Yeah.
Right, but I've been a Shell Bezos story, but why should it even come into the question? I mean, if you're going to say, oh, sur le galère, sorry, I mean, it's Bezos story in your private parts or something like that, isn't it?
Yes, but it might be that, you know, that's, you know, Tiglachat Bezos story is perhaps for more cosmetic points, or you just might have thought that the issa doesn't apply to, you know, in terms of the issa only applies on what everybody can see. That's, you know, not to shake your armpits. That's, you know, who cares? That's, you know, it's very personal, very private. At least it should be. That's, and therefore, I might not have expected, especially, you know, the lashon that we quote from the Psukim is that's, you know, it's to do with, it's to do with Tiglachat HaRosh. What was the, you know, a pasuk at the outset was, Roshechem al tifra'u. Right? Roshechem al tifra'u. So therefore, I, you know, could legitimately think that the Issa Tisporet only applies to Sa'ar Sheb Rosho. So the Possum are telling us that, no, it's got a wider application. Let's look at Sif Zayin. Shem Sha'asul Galeach Kol Shloshim Yom, Kach Asul Itod Tzipor Naim Bikli. This is very important halacha, comes up a lot. Many avelim. That, so, you can't cut your fingernails either. That's during the shloshim. Big clay. Okay, if you use scissors or nail clippers. Afal biyadav or bishinav mutar. If you do it biyad or with your hands or you're biting them, it's permitted. Afilu toch shiva. Even during shiva. Presumably because it gives a less clean cut there. Vishashi irat vilatach. Sorry?
Which Sif are you now?
Sif Zayin.
Sif Zayin.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's, so Kishim Shasul Galech Kol Shloshim Yon Kachasul Itol Tziponayim Bikli Avar Biatavu Bishinav Mutar Afilu Tok Shiva V'isha She'ira Tvilata Achar Shiva. Woman needs to go to Mikvah after Shiva. Tok Shloshim Imti Tol Tziponayim Biadel Bishineha Eina Notelet Yafet. Now, if she bites or pulls her nails, it won't really do it very well. El atomal ovedek kochavim nitleim la betar or bemisparayim. So she should get an ovedek kochavim to cut her fingernails for her. We'll see about that. That's an action. But the Rama says, "Lav davka ovedek kochavim." Elo adin Yisraelit. She can get another Yisraelit to do it as well. Zichut delishnu dechol amoyd. Sorry.
It's very difficult to hear you suddenly.
Oh, sorry. Can you hear me now? Can you hear me?
It's just very faint.
That's, did I hit something or did you hit something?
I can hear you.
We can hear, well,
very fine.
Okay. That's, so it just says the Rama is just using the same lashon as Chol HaMoed. That's, where the issue is, an issue of malacha, so on Chol HaMoed, you should always get a goy to do malacha for you. So just using the same notion here, but you could get a Yisraelit to do it for you as well. But look in the Taz is unclear why getting Yisraelit helps at all. Look at the Taz, love Taz, Tamuali, the Imyesh Isuli Tolbatzma, but I come on the Yisraelit Asur, the Yisraelit Lifna Iver. She can't cut her nails, so how can she get another Jewish woman to cut her nails for her? The reason why you get somebody else to do it is because you still need a shinoi. In terms of, we said, you know, really it was that you could cut them by tearing them or biting them. And that's a shinoi, and that's fine. But it just won't do the job very well. So get somebody else to do it. It'll do the job well on the one hand. On the other hand, it fulfills the requirements of shinoi. That's she can't do it with a shinoi herself because it won't come out well. That's Aval tema liar bala shulchan aruch. He says, I've still got a problem. Shahare pasak b'sif ha'isha muter mitilat se'ach harzayin. Oh, go back to the previous sif where we said, anyhow, the Machabe said that a woman can cut her hair after Shiva. So if she can cut her hair after Shiva, so it means she can cut her fingernails after Shiva as well. Find the Karifa Rama. In one word, the Kasha won't be relevant to the Rama, because the Rama says she can't cut her hair after Shiva. But why is the Beit Yosef being that makel on hair, but machmir on nails? What's going to Beit Yosef? Lama lo tiye muteret kalni tol tziponeh halidei atzma b'lo shinui. V'alo tziponeim eina chamurim misa. There's no reason to assume that nail cutting is any stricter than hair cutting. V'od kashili afilu b'dat Rama. V'alo b'simu shin tzadi gimul seif gimul hitiru li tol tziponeim bishvil lamul. Right, so we said that an Avel can cut his fingernails if he needs to do Mila. Why should this be any different? That even according to Rama, Lekule Alma, that V'lo Ra'inu Shnashim Nagot King Totziponai Ma'ide Acher Tok Shloshim. So the Torah says, I don't think, you know, I've never heard of this thing of women going to the mikveh during Shloshim and getting somebody else to cut their nails. That it will be either permitted, according to the Machaber, it should be permitted under the rubrics of that hair cutting for a woman after Shiva. And even according to the Rama, it should be permitted because it's the Tzarek Mitzvah. So either way, you know, it shouldn't be a problem. That seems to be what he thinks is the halacha. Sorry, Yossi? Say again?
Is he allowed in the middle of Shiva or in the middle of Shloshim? I couldn't understand the task.
No, this is talking about a woman when she's going to the mikveh. So that'll only be, she can't go to the mikveh during Shiva. So it'll be during Shloshim.
No, but so the Tzipon Arka.
Yeah. But we can still answer the task.
Oh, hello, my lord.
There is a difference between a Se'ar and a Tziponaim, that in Star it's usually a woman, she covers it. So there is no avlut by Faresia. People won't see it. But if she's going to cut the nails, people will see it.
No, you could say Fakert. You could say that with the Se'ar, that it doesn't make her look unkempt. That if she cuts her hair, it doesn't cut her hair for Shloshim. Nobody can see it. That's whereas her nails, it's big nivel for her to have long, you know, talons. That's on her hands. I'd say the other way around, the opposite way around to what you're saying.
Yeah, because it's the opposite. You can say
no, because I think we're saying that in essentially the issa applies even if you can't see. That's, you know, we saw, you know, it applies to Sa'ar Beit Hastarim. So, you know, the question would be that, you know, I would ask about, you know, say a woman who, you know, the difference between a woman who covers her hair and a woman doesn't cover her hair, a woman doesn't cover her hair in the house. A woman who covers her hair in the house, is there any reason why she should, be able to cut her hair, you know, during Shloshim? That's even according to the Beit Yosef. No reason why they should be able to. Right, whereas if she doesn't cover her hair in the house, then maybe there'd be room, you know, to be more makel, because it looks like nivel for Bala. I think that's what the consideration is. Okay, that covers, I think, the main points there. Next week, I hope we're having a share which will be a Pesach Dik share. That's something to do with Hilchot Pesach. Again, we'll be meeting through this medium.
Will it be a virtual reality Pesach share, or?
That's an interesting question. Maybe we'll touch on some of those issues. Yes, that's all. I'm not sure yet what it'll be on. We might touch on some of those issues next week.
Seder by iPad.
Well, I think that's you don't need me to give that share. That's that much we know, but there definitely are issues which will come up with regard to Pesach and isolation, etc.
They're doing